Welcome to the Babbelry,
where translators visit the Tower of Babel.
The Tower of Babel.
The Tower of Babel.
Babel.
Babbelry. This is your host, Suki Wessling. On April 5th, 2025, people across the United States took to the streets for rallies branded Hands Off. I particularly appreciated that theme once I arrived at our local rally in Santa Cruz, California. Why? Because we've got to stop this us and them thing. All of us depend on a stable, effective federal government. And right now, just a tiny percentage of us are going to benefit from what's being done at the federal level. Although, I have to admit, I can hardly think of who will actually benefit. I mean, the financial guys clearly aren't liking this, given how the stock market is going. The courts have been rebuffing almost every move, though not all, unfortunately. Republican lawmakers outside of the executive branch have been hiding from their constituents. I can't imagine they're happy about how things are going. Moving outward to solidly conservative interest groups, there's general unhappiness almost everywhere, from farmers to the country club set. I mean, who likes an airport that has only one meteorologist? San Francisco. Who is comfortable with treating a measles epidemic with cod liver oil? Texas. Who just loves seeing their 401k melt down to nothingness? Everyone? So Hands Off is pretty darn ecumenical as a slogan right now. Here in liberal Santa Cruz, we do have a conservative contingent. One out of five voters chose the Republican ticket. But they didn't show up at the rally to protest us. I mean, how could they? Some of them rely on Medicare. Many of them probably have seen their savings dissolving. And besides, as one of my interviewees told me, they're actually embarrassed right now to let it be known how they voted. She told me that she's happily outing her MAGA friends on Facebook. I asked people in the crowd why they had come out to the rally. Their answers were a snapshot of America.
My name is Catherine Hudson-Webb, and I'm here because given the chaos and everything that's happening in our country, I just felt I had to show up. And everybody else looks like they had to show up too. This is wonderful.
My name is Lainey Press. P-R-E-S-S, and I lived in New York 35 years, and I lived here about 40 years, and I actually held Martin Luther King's hand when my synagogue sent me to the March on Washington when I was 15, 16, and I held his hand, and I was so moved. Of course, I was scared and thought everything was awful, but it was so hopeful. And I come here today with just as much fear, maybe more. And this to me is just a little bit of light coming through the rocks to have some hope.
My name is Jody, and I'm here because I want my country back and I want my university back.
I'm Patty, and how can you not be here? There's Social Security and Medicare and Medi-Cal and just the cuts that are happening. That's really unpatriotic. And I'm here to get the country back.
Yeah, my name is Sarah, and I'm here because I'm so upset about the poor and the marginalized in our communities, about basic human rights being just trashed upon. And I think that our institutions, such as National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, National Weather Service, our education, our Social Security, our bodies, are all being disrespected, and I'm very concerned.
My name is Kat Brown, and I'm here because I'm very concerned about the situation in our country. Enough so that I've become part of Indivisible, but I've been in part of Indivisible since 2016. But it's really worrying right now. Everything, everywhere. That's what my sign says that I made. My hands off. Hands off everything, everywhere. Keep your hands to yourself, mister.
Natasha Fraley. I work with the Santa Cruz Welcoming Network. And the people we help, we call our neighbors. So they're all immigrants. So I thought it was a friendly way to say hands off our neighbors.
Karen Gallant. I'm with Indivisible Santa Cruz County. And I'm here because I have grandsons and I want them to grow up in a democracy like I grew up in one, only better. So I feel like I have to do whatever I can.
My name is Joyce, and I'm here because I'm really afraid what's happening in our country right now with rights for people, with people who are getting deported, with DEI not being important anymore. Oh, my gosh. Oh, you bet I say woman's right to her own body. Yes, yes. That's one of the scary ones. But right now, that you know, you don't hear about that because everything else is even more scary. So, yay. Anyway, yeah. Our thoughts have to be positive. That thoughts are as strong as words. We need to push out courage, integrity, and humanity for our lawmakers, that they make choices that will save our democracy.
Diane Grunes. I'm here because I want to be one of the people. I want to be counted. What's going on is more than disgusting, and I... especially being a handicapped person, it's hard to do much except just read and watch TV. And I mean, when I'm trying to find out about these things. So I'm just so happy to be here. A friend offered to push me, and she's off taking pictures.
I'm Nora Hockman. I'm a retired longtime union organizer. I'm here because, well, for obvious reasons, right? But I'm here because I've never felt, quote unquote, loyal to a country. But the ascension of Trump for a second term and the appointment of those cabinet members made me feel loyal to my country, even though we were bad before this. So... you know, capitalism marches on. That's not taking a holiday. It's just getting sped up to incredible damage of people I care about. So that's why I'm here.
Betsy from Philadelphia. We're here because we want to support the hands-off movement.
I'm Kristen from Philadelphia and also here supporting the hands-off movement. We really want to see our democracy preserved.
I'm Cleo and I'm here because... because we have to stand up to this. Because we need Congress to do their job. Because our nation won't be our nation anymore if we don't stand up to this. I wish I had something more eloquent to say, but...
How do you feel being a young woman in this climate?
Not safe. I don't feel very safe being anyone in this climate.
My name is Marcia, and I am here because I really needed this sense of community and gathering of people who are ready to stand up and speak up and turn this around and save our beautiful country.
My name is Maureen, and I'm here because I wanted to be out in this group and make this group as big as possible so that Trump sees it. He doesn't like this type of thing. He doesn't like people opposing him, so get out here and oppose him.
Shirley Williams, and I'm here because I despise everything Trump stands for. I'm afraid of a depression, and I'm afraid I work for Gannett, and my pension's through them. I have a feeling that newspapers will go out of business. We're going to have a recession. Everything's going to fall. I just am very uneasy. Social Security is very much at risk, too, which, you know, I've spent 40 years paying into Social Security. I should be able to have it till I die, you know.
Yes.
I was on a freedom ride in Kentucky with Martin Luther King's brother, Lyd. Two busloads of people went into this segregated town. And among the other things I did, I walked with a black reporter from the Associated Press. We walked in a hotel and asked to register. They gritted their teeth and shoved the book over to us.
My name is Jessica. I'm here with my six-month-old baby, Maggie, and I'm here protesting for her future, to protect our schools and our environment and our right to make decisions for our own bodies. I think it's very important for the next generation that we all get out here.
My name is Francesca Hampton. I teach immigrants how to speak English, and have been for 30 years overwhelmed by how kind and how responsible and hardworking they are. I've wished many times that Trump and his followers could come in just to my classroom for one day.
Joan Speckert, and I'm protesting our current Republican cabinet. And I have respect for Republicans, I just don't have respect for MAGA, so, and what they're doing to our country at the moment.
Hands off! Hands off! Hands off! Hands off! Hands off!
Liliana, I'm here to support gay rights against Trump and future policies. Yeah.
And I'm Olivia, and I'm just here to make America safe for everyone, and we don't have to wake up and be worried or scared for, like, our safety.
My name's Heather, and I'm a climate scientist, actually, and I'm deeply concerned by the cuts of the federal agencies, NOAA, NASA. These are taxpayer assets that are being sold off to Elon Musk so that he can turn profit, and it's unacceptable for our safety, our future, and the future of these girls here.
My name is Petra Deakins. I'm the executive director at Moss Landing Marine Labs, and I'm here because of the impact that the administration is having on scientific funding and the ability of academic institutions to conduct the really critical research that they do in climate and the impacts on ecosystems and all of those things that we really need to be doing. And they're interfering with a scientific process that we know already works.
My name is Venus, and I'm here because, you know, there's so many reasons why everybody's here right now. Everyone's got their issue, but we all are unified on the same core issues, which are basically equality for all and economic equality and racial equality, anti-Semitism, anti-Islamophobia, and anti-immigration. It's like, come on now, we are united and we're calm. And we're being reasonable, and I'm so happy to come out here and see so many people in our entire community, and it's kind of a very unifying, very galvanizing, because we haven't been out much, but we need to be out now.
Sarah Hutto, and I'm here because I was illegally fired by Elon Musk. From NOAA, I worked for the National Marine Sanctuaries working on climate change, and I was a newly hired federal employee, even though I've supported NOAA for 12 years.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, it sucks, yeah. I hope we'll see some action in Congress. I hope the Democratic Party will start to stand up and do a little more, do a lot more. And, you know, I hope people rise up and take government and public lands back into their hands where it belongs.
And what would a woman on the street set of interviews be without a final word from Sandy Stone, who is KSQD's engineer and all-around rabble-rouser?
I'm Sandy Stone. I'm here because somebody told me the sex was good. No, not really. I'm here because we need more than ever now to show a sign of solidarity and strength. And it's going to be a long, long, long fight because Trump doesn't care if we're here or not, but the trick is to make him care. And I hope we'll be able to do that. That's it.
You've been listening to The Babblery.
The Babblery is produced with support from KSQD Radio in Santa Cruz, California.
Find us on major podcast platforms or at babbley.com.